my message to you today. My scripture reading is in Luke 24 and starting at the 36th verse. Luke 24, 36. While they were telling these things, he himself stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be to you." But they were startled and frightened and thought that they were seeing a spirit. And he said to them, "Why are you troubled and why do doubts arise in your heart? See my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have." And when he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While they still could not believe it because of their joy and amazement, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it before them. Now he said to them, "These are my words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things which are written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and rise again from the dead the third day, and that repentance for forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." Bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Heavenly Father, your word of truth that sets us free. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for your concern and your love that you have for us. We thank you for this Mother's Day and all of the precious mothers that you've given to this church. And Heavenly Father, we ask your blessings on the remainder of this service and help it to help each of one of us as you would have. And in the name of your loving Son, Yeshua, we ask these things. And amen. My text to you is Luke 24 and 48. And we read, "You are witnesses of these things." Jesus' words to his followers and his disciples just before he went back to the Father. And my message to you today is entitled, "Our Responsibility." Our responsibility. And I would say, our responsibility to God and to neighbor. Our responsibility to witness and to tell. And these words let us know that we are to witness. Jesus Christ said that to his disciples, all the world. Tell all the world, witness to them of the things that you have seen. Witness to them of my words to you. You are to witness. That is one of the responsibilities that each one of us has. Not only you are to witness, but that God will give you power. Power from on high. Supernatural power as you go forth into your life, into the world, to witness of these things, the things that come to you in your life. The way that God works through you to reach others. Our responsibility. When we go back to the very beginning of the Bible, God made a wonderful place for the first man and woman, and ultimately family. He made a wonderful place for them to live in, the Garden of Eden. But it wasn't long before, through Satan's influence, man sinned in the Garden of Eden. And in essence, separated himself from God as a result. Was lost from God. But what was God's immediate reaction to man's failure to obey his will for man? To obey what he had commanded man to do and not do. His first reaction was that he went in search of the man. He went in search of his creation, man and woman, that had just failed him. And the word of God is, "Where art thou?" And you know, when we go through our lives and we perhaps commit sin, come short of what God would have us to do and to be, God just doesn't leave us alone, does he? When we are God, when we are God's, part of his family, one of his children, a son or daughter of Almighty God, when God means that to us and he accepts us as that, we accept him as our Father, he just doesn't ignore us when we drift from him, when we come short, when we fail, when we even commit sin. He comes looking for us also. Where art thou? This was the cry of a brokenhearted father. After God found man, it was not long before there was another question. Where is Abel, thy brother? And Cain's response to that question provides us with an insight into man's continuing question, am I my brother's keeper? And of course, the answer to that is that God affirmed that Cain indeed did have a responsibility toward his brother. And Jesus, in the closing moments of his earthly ministry, gave his disciples a ringing challenge in the Great Commission. And Luke sums it up in these words as my text: ye are witnesses of these things. And of course, the implication is, along with what Matthew said and Mark said, was the Great Commission. You are witness of these things now. Go out into all of the world and carry the news, the good news of the kingdom of God to all the ones that you come in contact with. Our responsibility is not only to open our hearts and minds to what God would have to give to us, but it is to receive that truth that God has us to receive and to have faith in the things of His Word, in what He brings to us. To have faith, to have trust that God wants the very best for us. He not only wants us as His son or His daughter in His very family, He wants to be a loving Father to you, much more than your earthly father or mother, and they love you tremendously. But your Father God loves you and me beyond our comprehension, just to imagine. So our responsibility is several things. But for sure, it is to open our hearts and minds to Him, receive the truths that He has us to receive, then put our faith and trust in those truths, and then open it up to others. Go forth. As you lead your lives, we all are not going to be evangelists in a sense and go to other countries across the world. But we all going to live our lives. We all going to have those that perhaps no one else other than you can reach that comes into your life. Perhaps no one can say the words just exactly like you can say that would reach the particular one, or hopefully many, that God would bring to you. Our responsibility to witness to others in what we have experienced. In Romans 5, 5 and 6, we read, "The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly." Do you see? God's plan was not only to bring you in to the fold, to have you to bring the word to others, but God's plan was to have His Holy Spirit available to each one that would ask and that would recognize that need, that God's word let us know so clearly that we need His help. Without Him, we are nothing and we cannot do anything. But with the power of God, through His Holy Spirit, and belief in Jesus Christ, we can do all things. And we can certainly bring the word to others. Part of our experiences is that we have experienced the joy of forgiven sins, as God's ultimate plan of salvation to us and to the world, to those that would open their hearts and minds to Him, they experience the joy of forgiven sins. They experience the joy of fellowship with Christ. They learn of the Father God and exactly how He is and wants it, what He wants of us, why He brought us into this world. They learn of this through God's Word, through the life of Jesus Christ, because only through Jesus Christ was God the Father so clearly revealed. We experience and let others know by the fellowship with other Christians. And we also experience salvation by the mercy of God, because God cared for us He wants the world to open their minds to Him. But we know that's not happening. Not all the world. But He has the Word. He has what the world needs. The world just doesn't know what they need. They don't know. God is the void that is in their life. God is that something that they are searching for and will never feel complete until they have God in their heart and lives, as they should, and until they have the joy that comes into their heart with the knowledge of our Father God and His loving Son, Yeshua. And we need to be willing to step up to our responsibilities and know that there are those out there that will never be influenced unless we do it. Because God brought us into this world for a purpose. And it was to serve Him, to recognize Him, to bring the Word to others, to influence others, as perhaps no one else can do. And that's so hard for all of us to realize, is that we have that responsibility and it rests on us. And if we don't say the words at the right time to the person that God brings to us, then perhaps no one else will be able to reach that person. Our experiences are important, and we need to be willing to share these experiences with others. Our responsibility to witness to what we know about humankind's condition without God. What would you be like without God? Wouldn't that be a horrible thing to think what I might have been without God, without His influence? Romans 6:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Romans 3:23. And then 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." And I want you to stop and think about that. The wages of sin is death. What you get for allowing the wrong influences in your life, listening to the world more than God, being so materialistic that you close out all other things other than me and ours, that's not God's way. God is loving, generous. He wants us to be the same way. Humble. And He wants us to show that way to others. "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." We know that there's many people out there that are lost from God and don't know the way home, the way to Him. People are lost and they're perishing away from God. Perishing people have hope in Christ and in Christ alone. God wants us to know the Word. He wants us to carry the Word to others so that they can have that choice of opening up their hearts and minds to Him, and ultimately then becoming one of God's children. Our responsibility to witness to what we have in the way of ability, skills, things that are perhaps peculiar only about you. Only you have certain ways of expression, communication, that others will respond to. They won't respond to any and every. Perhaps you are the key to unlock the hearts of that particular person that God would like for you to bring into His family, to introduce to the better way, to the better life. Each one of us has some God-given ability. And we need to give up our own desires for our life and recognize that God's way needs to prevail in our life. And we need to be thinking, what do you want me to do? What changes do you want me to make in my life in order to serve you? And then we need to give our all to God. Accept His power, His Holy Spirit that He wants to bring to us as supernatural power. Not only know it's available, but ask Him for it. Ask Him for more of it. God assures us of increasing power to use our abilities in the ultimate way to reach others. Our responsibility to witness to what we have in the way of help from the Holy Spirit. And in Luke 24:49, we read, "And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high." Jesus' statement to His followers, stay where you are. I'm going to send the power that you need. You're going to have it. The prophecy is going to be fulfilled. Power on high is coming your way. And in Acts 1:8, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the ultimate parts of the earth." We have Christ's promise of all the power needed for the task of bearing our responsibility and facing up to our responsibility of witnessing and serving God. We need to say that we have the responsibility to seek that power. Jesus let us know that it's there. He has it for us. Both God the Father and Jesus Christ the Son, both are sending it to us, giving it to us. And we just have to accept that fact and ask for it. They have it. It's in God's Word that they both are sending it to us. And it's from both of them. We have the responsibility to not only know that it's available, but to ask for it, to seek it. And if we will examine our past and our experiences, we will know that God's power has given us the strength, intelligence, remembrance to do the things that we've done in the past. He's helped us in the past. It was through His holy power that we did what we were able to do through Him. And He's done it in the past. He has it for us in the future. We need to realize we have responsibilities. Jesus gave all of His disciples and all of His followers that responsibility before He went back to the Father. To live your lives, to let others know of Me and the better life and the better way. The blessings that God has for us are just so much that we can't even touch the most minute amount of these blessings. God has overflowing, overabundant blessings for us as His children, as His chosen ones, to in this day carry on His work for Him. There is a needy world out there, and they need to hear the witnesses that only You can witness and be effective to them. And what we do in that regard advances God's kingdom. But more importantly, perhaps that one soul would only be influenced by You. Someone, perhaps only one, perhaps many, many. But yet, You are the key. And we need to take that to heart. Know that those are out there that God put us on this earth to help bring the good news to. And let's be open in our hearts and our minds, and with His power, let's reach those people. I'd like to close, and I'd like for you to go with me to the blessings that we have, that we like to read together before we leave each Shabbat. The blessings of God to us and us to each other. In Numbers 6 and 24, let's read this. Stand if you would, and let's read this together. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance on you and give you peace. Wonderful words.